kind of involved in that too, but he probably won't be there, so you guys can all show up for that and bring gifts and celebrate with them and help them in this time. And what a wonderful time that is for them. That's next Saturday at 3 here at the church. And then the Chosen series is starting up on the 28th. That's next Sunday at 6 o'clock during the youth group time. So 6 to 8-ish, whenever they get done with that. That's next week here at the church. And then on the 4th, there's communion and carrying dinner. So make note of that on your calendar. And then the next week after that is baptism. If you guys are thinking about that, if you want to do that and be a part of that, that would be awesome. Just come talk to one of us pastors, or if you don't like talking to us, go talk to one of the elders and they'll point you the right way. And then also, we're still looking for a church decorator. So if you would like to volunteer for that, it might be a little early, but the youth group put up these banners. And if you don't like them, come talk to somebody and you can be, we can put your name down. So otherwise, you don't want the youth group to decorate. It would not be good. So, are there any other announcements this morning? Yes?
I have a
question. What time is the ladies' brunch? It's 9 o'clock, right? 10? 10. The men's is at 9. 8. 8. I show up at 7, so. 10 o'clock next Saturday. So, and bring, it's a carry-in style, so bring that. Any other announcements this morning? If not, we'll move to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 147, 5. It says, "Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure."
Good morning again, and we're grateful that you have made it to worship today, or those that are joining us online. We're going to sing together number 45, if you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen. "Surely Goodness and Mercy." I ask you to stand with me, please. Number 45. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus the kind shepherd found me, and now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy know me all the days of my life. Surely goodness, mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restore my soul when I'm weary. Strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely his great hand will lead me to the mansions he's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life.
Very good thing. If you greet one another, let each other know you're glad to see them. Well, this is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the church. Just a couple of them that have been given to me. Received a call the other day in regard to one of our community members, Clay Anderson, who attorney here in town. He's been dealing with some severe high blood pressure issues, and they're having trouble getting that under control. And he did have a mini stroke the other day, but he is seemingly no side effects, but I know that they would appreciate prayers on behalf of him. And then one of our regular attenders, Erica Hargens, she is going to be having her second ankle surgery on Wednesday in Sioux Falls. And then tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., Tammy and I will be going to the hospital, or going into the hospital. We're going up after church today to Aberdeen for her second knee replacement. So I know I truly appreciate prayers on her behalf. The first one was close enough that we remember all the fun things, so which may be, so please pray not only for healing, but peace of mind as we go through this process again. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Rich. Oh, that's quite all right, Rich. God is very good all the time. And so Rich is celebrating 10 years that of seeing God's faithfulness and healing for Christy, his wife, and walking through those times. That is where, when we stand up before God and pray and say our vows of for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, that God gives us the grace and the strength to get through that. So we come along and join alongside of Rich and Christy for this praise that it's amazing how fast life can change, but how God is in control.
People from Sunshine Bible
all the things that we never know, lies we touch.
And especially my David
Freemark, he's out doing cattle, so. That is a great testimony for God's grace and glory. Amen. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
I have a praise. My brother Chuck, that we talked about before, who I had broken his pelvis when the dog decided to run. He is doing well. He's not completely healed yet, but he's well enough that they're on the road again, and they're in Texas now, looking at things and enjoying life. And, but he's they're very thankful for prayers. We can tell somebody's got our back, so they're thanking everybody for the prayers.
And let them know we will continue to pray. The update on June's brother Chuck, he is doing much better, that they're able to actually get on the road, but there is still quite a bit of healing to go through for his broken hip or pelvis. Shirley.
My husband Ernie has been traveling every weekday for several weeks for radiation for his prostate cancer. He has two more sessions, and then hopefully there'll be some testing and the cancer will be gone.
I knew when we met as deacons you weren't counting. So apparently someone was. But Ernie is down to two more radiation treatments, and then they'll do some testing, and our prayer, along with not only safety and travels, but for full and complete healing for Ernie. Any other prayer requests or praises?
Praise the Lord for the change in the wind direction.
Yeah, the change in the wind direction, it caused some issues, but it is going to bring a lot warmer temperatures. It's nice to know. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for how you do watch out over us, for the opportunities that come each day, that your word tells us that we are saved by grace. It is not by works, but is through faith, so that we cannot boast, that the work for our salvation was done by Jesus on the cross, and the drawing us to yourself, the regeneration through your Holy Spirit, and belonging to your family. You also then tell us that you have created us to do good works, that you have prepared in advance for us to do. And we never know when those opportunities are going to come. We join with Rich and Christy for his ability to praise you, knowing the last 10 years have been a major change in the plans for their lives, but you knew, and you had him at the right place at the right time, and your people were able to come around him and continue. Father, I pray you continue to bring healing and strength. That for Christy, thank you for the helpmate that you have placed in Rich's life. And that is just the reminder that each of our spouses have been brought to us as a helpmate to, as co-heirs in Christ, we are equal at the cross, but we come alongside to lift each other up, to encourage one another, to walk this path together. Father, your word tells us that a cord of three strands is not easily broken, and thank you that Christ is here in our midst and is and can be the Lord of our relationships and the Lord of our marriage as well. Father, we also lift up some of the health needs. We continue to pray for Ernie and his travels for the next couple of treatments. We ask that your healing hand would continue to sustain his strength, that the testing would bring encouraging results. Father, we pray that you would bring complete healing. We also lift up Erica Hargens as she has surgery Wednesday. for getting down to Sioux Falls and all the logistics, but also in after surgery, we pray for the surgical team, for healing for her ankle and going back through the process. Now it being winter, help her in getting around. I also pray for my wife as we go into the hospital tomorrow and for her second knee replacement. And again, with the change of weather from the fall, pray for safety as well as peace of mind at heart and for the surgical team and for healing for her knee and a increase of mobility and enjoyment of life. Father, we lift up June's brother Chuck, grateful for his healing and continued healing, for their ability to get back on the road and for the adjustments that means, but also for being able to have the freedom of travel, continue healing for him. And Father, we pray for Clay Anderson and his family. We pray for wisdom for the doctors, for your healing hand to be touching him, and that his blood pressure could be under control and whatever lifestyle changes. But also we know your healing hand is not too short to enter into this situation. We know you are there, and we ask that you would help your presence be made known, help Clay and Brittany with not only the health but also peace of mind and heart, that you are in control for their family as well. Father, we are grateful for the community that you've raised up among us, for our youth group and our Club Rock. Pray for each of our volunteers and for Pastor Abe as he directs, and for our volunteers as they minister with the students, that as we plant your seed of your word into their hearts. Father, we also pray for our missionaries around the world. We're grateful for who you have raised up and that we can join alongside of. We pray for the Unruhs and their ministry in Mexico and beyond as he teaches and as he church plants. Father, we also pray for our world and the turmoil. This year as being an election year, that you would give people wisdom, especially your people, direction. And we pray that for our country, that you would raise up leaders that acknowledge you and follow you with a whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We pray for our local leaders, for our state leaders, as the reminder of that they have been raised up by you, but that you would speak into their lives. We thank you for men like Jarvis Wiff, who hold Bible studies and come alongside of our state leaders, that you would give him open doors of ministry and the opportunity to speak in your word into the lives of our state leaders. Thank you for the opportunity of meeting and gathering, for our offering that we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. good to be back. I certainly miss not having church. It's something I heard years ago, and it still sticks with me. But 7 days without God makes 1 week. And it does, you know. It's when we don't have fellowship with other believers and hear the word of God, it things don't go, at least for me, my week doesn't go as well. My days are harder. But I'm always glad to be back among fellow believers, and it's uplifting. So let's stand and sing a few praises here this morning. Leading us to, Sometimes we don't know which way he's calling or leading us. And sometimes it's pretty clear. Whether or not we're listening, I guess, comes down to the personal matter, our personal relationship. But we know that he's a great God, and we can follow him because he'll lead us in paths that are always right and always best for us. Sit down for this last song.
Father, we do thank you for your love for us. We thank you that the riches of your love will always be enough, that your willingness to send your son and his willingness to die covered the cost of our sin, the debt that we owed. In his resurrection, we know that we have the hope of eternal life with you. We ask that you would be with us now as we look in your word. I pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.